General Santino Dengwol, the chief of general staff of the SSPDF, told the state-run South Sudan Broadcasting Corporation, or SSBC-TV, last week that the mission of the army is to take guns out from the civilians' hands. Wol says 1,700 guns were collected from civilians in Juba County. Major General Lul Roy Kong, the SSPDF spokesperson, says the Joint Disarmament Force also collected other arms from the civilians in 8 payams of Trikeka County.
Over 4,000 different types of guns were collected. That included PKM light machine gun and a rocket propelled grenade launchers. Now our forces are done with disarmament exercise in Trikeka. The next will be disarming of cattle camps around Juba. And then once they are disarmed, they will be returned to the original places.
A joint security force composed of members of the South Sudan People's Defense Force and the South Sudan National Police Service were deployed to disarm civilians in the outskirts of Juba in early July. David Ayuel Machar is a peace activist with a non-profit called South Sudan Youth Organization. Machar says the government of South Sudan should do more to remove illegal weapons from the hands of civilians.
Collecting this number is not enough, because once you collect them and keep them somewhere that is not trusted, the same people can remove them and redistribute them to their people in the villages or their loyalists, you know. The government has to ban these firearms and let the public know that these were banned.
Another activist with the non-profit South Sudan Youth for Peace and Development proposes that individuals who sell or distribute guns to civilians should be arrested to discourage their practice. Agostino Dengalier says guns should be marked to prevent its proliferation in South Sudan.
It is not allowed for somebody to sell guns, and it is going to be easy if these guns have their naming. This is a process that you will know that it was this gun in this X location was taken, and this happened.
Military spokesman General Kong says the army is aware that the collected guns could find their way back into civilian hands. He says the leadership of the army has taken steps to prevent redistribution of the confiscated firearms.
After the guns were collected from civilians, they were immediately transported to Juba here, and as we speak, they are being sought at military storage facilities here in Juba, and they are well protected.
General Kong says the military will enforce punitive measures against any military personnel or officers involved in the selling of firearms and ammunition to civilians. President Salva Kiir issued several decrees for disarmament in three states of unity, Lakes and Warrap, right after South Sudan gained its independence in 2011. But the disarmaments were partially implemented by those states through use of force. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Bor.